Hi there. The word for today is beware of flattery. In Proverbs 27 verse 21, Solomon writes, "Man is tested by the praise he receives." The English word for flatterer comes from a French term that means to pat or soothe or caress. So, a flatterer is somebody who will pat you on the back with one hand and in some cases, knife you in the back with the other. Flattery is something a person will say to your face, but not necessarily say behind your back. It's insincere praise from an insincere motive, and the Bible says to beware of it, Proverbs 29 verse 5 in the Message. A flattering neighbor is up to no good. He's probably planning to take advantage of you. And it's true, flatterers will do you no good. In fact, Solomon says that in the long run you're better off with a person who'll criticize you than one who'll flatter you. Proverbs 28 verse 23, "He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with his tongue." When it comes to flattery, you should always keep these two things clearly in mind. First, give praise sparingly but sincerely, with nothing but the best in mind for the other person. Second, receive praise wisely, without taking yourself or the person giving the praise too seriously. Always remember that flattery was the weapon that Satan used in the Garden of Eden to bring down Adam and Eve. Do you remember what he said to Eve? "If you partake of this tree, you will," quote, "become like God." So, Solomon writes, "The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold," listen to it, "but a man is tested by the praise he receives." So the question you should always ask yourself when someone praises you is this: does this make me more big-headed or more big-hearted? And that's the word for you today.